USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stotts. There's a significant security presence at state capitals around the country and the U.S. Capitol in D.C. in anticipation of violence leading up to Wednesday's inauguration. National Guard troops, state troopers, and SWAT officers with bomb-sniffing dogs are stationed at many of the capitals. Fences around buildings and windows have been boarded up. The FBI has warned of the potential for violence at all state capitals starting today. The stepped-up security comes in the wake of a mob storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. A man from New York, a woman from Missouri, a mother and son from Georgia, and a far-right media personality from Alaska are among the latest arrests by federal agents for allegedly participating in the riot at the U.S. Capitol. Dozens of people have been arrested thus far. Federal investigators have opened 275 criminal cases and charged nearly 100 people. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.